الحمد لله رب العالمين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We witness that there is one God. Muhammad is the messenger of God, servant and messenger of God, and we pray peace and the blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and what follow of that traditional salute to the last prophet, the mercy to all the worlds. Dear beloved believers, Islam is a religion of works, good works, not just a religion of faith. Islam is a religion of good works. As the Bible, the Quran says, religion without good works, or life without good works, is nil. It's nothing. It's nothing. So faith without good works won't be counted. You'll get no reward for it if there's not also good works. There's no way your faith can be correct and you don't have good works. If your faith is correct, you're going to have good works. And God says, strive in his call and his cause with all of your might, with all of your might, all of your power. Strive in his cause. So life of religion, our religious community, our religious people, is a life of struggle, effort. And if some of us don't make effort, I mean good effort, very good effort, all of us are going to be pitiful. We don't need all of us to make the hard effort, but some of us have to make the hard effort, or all of us are going to be pitiful. So you who don't make the hard effort, you have to put your weak effort behind the hard effort. Yes. Some can't do. Some are sick. Some are frail. Too weak. Some are lacking spirit. They've been too damaged by the world. Their psyche have been too damaged by the world. So they can't give us much. We shouldn't despair. We shouldn't become ourselves weak in hope or weak in faith because the people won't move and won't do anything. And don't look at ourselves and blame ourselves for people that just won't move. No. Look at ourselves and see if we're doing something. And if we're doing something, then let us salute each other, those who are doing something. And let us have faith that our good work is reaching even the weakest one among us. Those that you see and you pity, they would be in a worse condition if it wasn't for people who cared about them and worked hard for the betterment of all, of the whole, like Elijah Muhammad, and like many others, and like your Imam W. Dean Muhammad. And since I was a young man, I've been living to see how can I fulfill what Allah wants for us. So I will be of good help to my father and his community, which was called the Temple of Islam, the Nation of Islam. When I was guided more to see further, I began to realize that my life behind me had prepared me to really be of special service in this time. So I used that for this time. Yes. And certainly I use the Quran and the life of Muhammad more than I use anything else. That's what we all have to do. I reflect on it. I extract from it. I take from it. And I get my resources in my hand. And I do my work. And God is rewarding us. Rewarding us both for our faith and for our work. Many have been faithful and patient You didn't know what to do because the way sometimes was very, very dark. You didn't know what to do, but you believed you weren't going to turn around. You were going to remain until Allah give you better or more. So Allah is now rewarding not just you, I was in that position too, rewarding our faith, our patience, and also rewarding our good works. Because many, they didn't know how to build a nation, but they knew how to give, how to work hard, how to give, work for an honest dollar, and give money, give charity, so that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would be able to do more for them. They knew how to do that. So you build, even though you didn't have the knowledge to build. You had the industry. You had the activity in you to go out and earn an honest dollar and give most of it to the cause. Now you think, oh, yes, God is not going to reward you and appreciate you for that. Oh, but we weren't believing right. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all. The people who followed Moses, they weren't believing right either. But they got the benefits of what Moses was given if they stayed with Moses. Right? Yes. And Muhammad the prophet, what did he say? Once you accept the religion of Islam, all that you did in ignorance is wiped from the slate, clean from your records. So if you're going on thinking that you are doing Islam the right way, and then something happens and shows you, no, you were missing here and there, and you were missing in a real important place, how you were looking at God, and it clears it up for you, and you accept that, and you feel comfortable now, don't look back at the past and hate yourself. Look back in your past and love yourself in your innocence and in your righteousness. You were striving in your innocence, and you had righteousness even before you had light. It was the righteousness of your faith. Now when the light comes on, don't dislike yourself and say, oh, I was a disbeliever. You were a believer. How could a disbeliever stay with God until light comes on the path? That's not a disbeliever, that's a believer who will stay with God until light come on the path. Yes. Oh, I was, no, they weren't, we weren't believers. Yes, you were believers. If you weren't believers, you couldn't have stayed here, baby. I know. You couldn't have hung around here. You know? Yes. You had to be a believer. You were a very strong believer. Honorable Elijah Muhammad had some of the strongest believers on this earth. And that's a fact. I envy him, I tell you. I'm looking for some of those believers. He had the strong believers. Praise be to Allah. So that when light comes on the path, you should love yourself for being faithful and patient, holding on. Love yourself for that. Muhammad the prophet, what did he say of people who were given credit for having excellent behavior or excellent character in the time of Islam? He says, this is recorded in Bukhari and Muslim too, he says, those who had good behavior in the time of ignorance have good behavior now. Oh, no, pardon me, just the other way around. Those who are of good behavior now were of good behavior in the time of ignorance. So, if you have it in your heart to be right, you will be right until knowledge comes. And that's exactly what the sincere followers of Elijah Muhammad did. They tried to be as righteous as they could be and had the patience to wait until knowledge came. And that's the note that I want to close this khutbah on today. And thank Brother Ali and those who have helped him, and our Imam Dr. Ramadan for the bringing life to this building. The real life. The life that God wants for us. Islamic life. The life of Islam. The life of Muslims. To this building. Where this building now is just not a building for furniture. It's a building for God. A building for God. Congratulations to you all. And I thank your Imam for inviting me to address you here today. And we pray to God to reward all of you for your faith. And clear your eyes so you can see how to go into your field of work and become a producer and produce the community life in all of its designs, education, schools, mosque, masjid, housing, employment, health care, all of it. Start with what we can do now, but keep the community vision in focus. Allah invites us to establish community life. When Muhammad the Prophet left his persecutors in Mecca, he went to Medina al-Munawwara, the city of enlightenment. He went there and he started right away building a community, building a society, building a community. There wouldn't be Islamic community life in that part of the world now had Muhammad the Prophet not started it in Medina, Medina al-Munawwara. So that's our object. He's a man like Moses. Moses led his followers out of oppressive Egypt, out into the desert where they didn't have anything to start with. The desert of the human soul and intellect. Went out there with nothing but ignorant people, had to be all taught, given a new life, given a new mind and a new way of life. Muhammad did the same thing for the ignorant people of the ignorant age called Jahiliyyah in Arabia. Same thing. Enlightenment from God and cultural development upon that enlightenment for God. The whole of Arabia was nothing but a desert. It was all undeveloped. All nothing but a desert. But the Bible prophesies, or in the Bible it is prophesied, and from the desert, streams of water shall flow to make a garden again, to cultivate it, bring life to it so it could be cultivated and become a source of beauty, life and beauty again. That's what happened in Medina. Yes. And because of it, the whole world got the benefit and became more civilized after Muhammad than it ever was before Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All right. So, don't forget that we can't do it alone. I can't. You can't. But together we can. And if we strive hard, being sincere worshippers of Allah and followers of the last prophet, the mercy to all the world, Muhammad, we can realize in 5 years a material change in our life that will make all the American whites and non-whites and non-blacks about me and those even overseas say, hey, there might be a sign there. God is alive. God is great. Those people are proof. We knew what they were before, but look what they are now. I believe in my heart that Allah wants us so that we will be a sign to the world that God
is the same God and is as powerful and as present as he ever was. Same God that brought up the people of Moses. Same God that brought up Muhammad and brought up the Ummah in the other parts of the world. Now that Ummah is sleeping. That Ummah is confused. The problem can be solved right here. If we measure up to the invitation, respect and measure up to the invitation to become Ummatan Hasanatan. God says, Antum Khaira Ummatan Ukhrijat Linnas. You are the best of communities brought out or evolved for the benefit of mankind. If we do it here in America, if it be done in the poor, for some reason the educated, the professional classes of whites, they are not turned on to Islam. They respect it, but for some reason they are not converting to it and not confessing Islam publicly. Their testimony won't be a greater sign for the world. For God, a testimony for God. We make our shahada for God. And our life is our shahada, also for God. It will not be as great a testimony as the testimony of people who came from our past and our circumstances. And if we stand up and fulfill the prophecy, hey, the end of time has come, and the common man is competing in society for the building of skyscrapers. The building of skyscrapers. We can do that. And do it not for a Pharaoh's glory. Pharaoh builds great things too. He built great cities and great monuments. But he told his workers to build it for Pharaoh's glory. That's what he told them. Build it for Pharaoh's glory. We will be building for Allah's glory. To glorify God. To praise God with our works. To glorify God. And God is with us. And we're going to be successful. Things are happening fast. For our benefit. And I'm desperate. I'm really desperate. To reach as many of you as I possibly can reach. In hopes of sparking life in you so that you will be bright-eyed and energetic and ready to do great things. Because the time is here, right now. The opportunities are astounding. Astounding. You will see soon. If you want the best sausage, I'm ready for a taste test anytime anybody else is ready. I'll put blindfold on people and you never know what. I'm ready for a taste test. Want the best sausage? Egg mate. You want halal meats? Egg mate. Slaughtered by us, USDA approved. The first meat is waiting. 6 cows slaughtered by us the Islamic way, the biha. Slaughter to be Islamic way of slaughter. Government agent cutting, slicing into the head of the cow to see if there's any defects, any diseases, the defects. They know what to look for. Got to stamp our 6 cows. We dressed them. And we have cut them up and made the different cuts for you. And Allah is my witness. I'm for real. I do not invite you to something and I do something different. No. I get my meats from us now. No. The stores have lost my business. The other stores have lost my business. I get my meats from us. whatever we got, that's where I get it. He knows, he see me coming there and buy. I get my meat from us. I get my candy. I get everything. Whatever we got, I get it from us. How are we going to be successful if we are digging the foundation out from under ourselves every time we wake up in the morning? Every time we wake up, we're going to dig the foundation up on ourselves. Whenever you spend your money with somebody else and you can spend it with yourself, you're just like someone digging the foundation off under themselves so they fall down into an empty hole. It's not for me. God wouldn't be with us if it was for any one of us. God is with us because what I'm doing is for us. God hasn't changed. I believe what God told Muhammad, peace be upon him, the prophet. I believe if I would actually throw a stone at my enemy, I won't miss him because it won't be me throwing the stone, it'll be God throwing the stone. And that's what Muhammad taught us. That if you obey Allah enough and practice it enough, there comes a point in your development of obedience to God that if you hit somebody, it's not as you hitting them, it's as God hitting them. And if you would throw something at them, it was not as you throwing it, it's as God threw it. So what does that tell us? That you can practice obedience to God and reach such a point of obedience in your development that whatever you do, God will be in it. So that means if I'm working, struggling to help us get back the appreciation for industry in our lives. The Holy Elijah Muhammad gave us that appreciation. We appreciated industry in our lives. If I'm struggling to get that back into our lives, and I'm with God in my obedience, then my struggle is not my action alone. God is in my action. I know that. I'm trying to sell you on that. I know that. God is in my action. You'd be surprised how many prayers I prayed to get egg made like it should be. And when it first came out, it was disappointing because the brothers, they don't have the appreciation for it that I have. So the brothers are used to making sausage for the market. So I gave them my sausage and recipe, but not mixed thoroughly, so the seasoning is not consistent throughout the meat, and the texture is not there. The texture, it has to be a certain texture. It has to be mixed enough till the texture get right. So quick mixing, the texture wasn't right. Spices a little off. When you put spices, the spices dry out the meat. So you have to add water to replace the water, have it right. It wasn't quite right, but there's the one thing for sure, they're sincere. We struggle with each other, now we got it. And we're watching it. And pretty soon we're going to have it in beautiful packages. But until then, struggle with us, and we are going to have the best. We want nothing but the best. God says, "Antum khayra ummatan," the best community, raised up for the good of mankind. The best community. So, if we be satisfied to aim for less than the best, are we that community? No. That community must be halal and tayyiban. Meeting the restrictions that God put on it and conforming to the best taste, quality, excellence. Thank you. Thank you. And this is my dua. Yeah, business is my dua. Yeah, I'm not just praying a prayer and putting words in the air. I pray with my works. My work is my prayer. Thank you. So let us ask forgiveness. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. آمين.
Here to join us next time for the world broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750 or write Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.